The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, James and Betty share their heart about family during this special Christmas celebration with musical guests like Tom Braxton. Mark Harris.
I will play for you.
And Anthony Evans. Join Life Today as we celebrate the birth of Jesus and wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Oh my goodness, I wish we were all together during this Christmas season and this Christmas program that we really celebrate with our family, because Christmas is family time, and that they're family.
Absolutely. You are family. Part of Life Outreach is family, and we bless you this day, and we ask that God will just honor your family being together, and you'll have such a joyful time. But let's also remember what day, the time we are celebrating, and that's the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the greatest gift of all that can be given to any of us. And so God bless you, and have a blessed holiday.
Well, I want you to know that if we were all in the family room together, COVID or no COVID, I'd give every one of you a hug. I wish I could get so close to you that you knew he's just talking to me right now. And I want to tell you how much we thank God for your friendship. We thank God that somehow you were drawn to Life Today and perhaps the outreaches of life. And we're grateful that you saw enough of the glory and the grace and the love of God in Betty, perhaps in me, and in our guests. And then what we're doing all over the world, to put the arms of the living Jesus, who was born to show us life and the reality of kingdom purpose and power, but then to die that we might live. But we're celebrating his birth, and we celebrate it together. Listen to these verses in Luke 2. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." That's Jesus. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, Paul said, which shall be to all people. That's the joy he offers everyone through the grace and the life that was purchased through his death on the cross. For unto you is born this day that we celebrate the Christmas day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I want you to listen to what the prophet Isaiah so perfectly and appropriately said about this wonderful occasion and this indescribable person. For unto us a child is born in a manger, wrapped in just swaddling clothes. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. I wish we would all understand that he really should carry, with his wisdom and guidance, all of the direction and outreach of governments. Yes, and his shoulders are his people, his body, the church. Keep that in mind. He's called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Betty, this is a precious season to us. You have prayed for me and Betty and our family. I've told you many times that I think many of the miracles that have happened in our lives and our children growing up to love God like they did when I was missing, because I was out trying to help all the families in this nation. And I stayed away from my family to help yours. And I thought, you know, I failed many times as a father, but you didn't fail in your prayers for me and Betty and our children. And boy, what a miracle they turned out to be. Well, I want to thank you for that. But I want to say something to you, really, if I can, just very, very personally. We have been blessed in our family. Most of you know that I grew up without a father. I didn't have a home. And now then I've got this incredible family. And that's what I want to tell you about. You know, we had three children. The third one was a miracle. The second one we adopted because she couldn't have more children. Well, 3 years after we adopted Randy, we had our little miracle Robin. And think about this now. Those three children gave us 11 grandchildren. And now then we have 11 great-grandchildren because I believe I'm right in this. It's is it 10 of the 11 that are married? Mm-hmm. And right. Seven of them have children. We have those 11 great-grandchildren, and there you can see them. I hope just as you scan over them, I'm not going to try to give you all their names, first and last names, and for some of them a new last name, not just a middle name, all of it different. I could just get so scrambled, but those kids are so beautiful. And I think the oldest is six, is that mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And the youngest a few months. And the thing about it is we have, I believe, Betty, am I right about this? We have three more coming. So that's going to give us 14.
By next year.
Yeah, 14 great-grandchildren with the 11 grandchildren means we get 25 grandchildren. This fatherless kid that was the product of a rape, a forced sexual relationship, and a doctor wouldn't abort this baby. And you know, when you think about that God can give a family such joy in life that wasn't even supposed to be, we got to really be careful that we're not ending lives. All are precious. All have unlimited potential and promise. God, forgive us. And the only way we're going to stop the murder of the unborn is to show everyone how precious every life is. If God notices even a little sparrow fall, how precious is the life of every human being and every person, however old or young. The only way we stop it is to see how precious it is, the potential in that life, and say we will not do that. Because you couldn't change enough laws or make enough laws or totally, let's say, acknowledge that was wrong and then change the law if you don't change the hearts. So we have seen miracles in our family, but we've had heartache. And I'm talking to a lot of people right now while I'm talking about the family coming together. You're saying, James, I wish some of my family's not here. See, we've said goodbye to many of our friends because we're in our late 70s. And many of our friends are a little older, a little younger, but many of them are gone. And we lost some in this disease. So there's some empty places. And Lord, I want you to feel the empty space in the heart of all of those who are missing someone. And I want you to give them supernatural comfort. Please, hold them. And I promise you I would hold you close. God wants to. I want to thank you for all these times that you've helped us put God's loving arms around the least of these and the most overlooked people, perhaps on the planet. The poorest of the poor, the hungry, the thirsty, the people who've been thrown into bondage and trafficking, all the hurt and pain. I know you're going to join your heart with me and Betty, because you know when we look back at the last Christmas that we had with Robin, how many years ago now, Betty?
It'll be nine.
This Christmas, 9 years ago, 3 days after Christmas, said goodbye to Robin. I want him to just kind of pull in close on Robin's three grandbabies. Before she died, she said several times to Betty, Mom, you think I could live to see my grandchildren? Of course, her kids were teenagers and had none been married. But now they're beautifully married. God's such magnificent things to see what God's done in those parents of these three beautiful little great-grandchildren. You're looking, aren't they beautiful? And I know Robin is looking on us. And I know our daughter who experiences heaven, but she shared the kingdom of heaven here in her life. She's saying to all of us, rejoice in the gift of Jesus. Rejoice in gratitude for the love of God, but let that love and that life and the reality of kingdom flow through you like a river. I want to pray for you right now. Betty, just join me. Father, as our wonderful viewers who love so many people that they've never seen, and so many of them never been noticed until Jesus caused others to notice, I want you to comfort them. I want you to bless them. I want you to heal the broken hearts. God, I want you to put a joy unspeakable in the hearts and lives of all of our supporters and friends, because we are right here in a family room together as your family, and you're our Father, and your gift is our Savior and our Lord and our King of Kings. And we want to live to make a kingdom impact. So God, help us to do that. Heal every broken heart. Comfort those who need to be comforted. Lord, please heal the memories and fill them with gratitude and joy for the greatness of your Son and your salvation and all that you offer in freedom and fullness and fruitfulness and joy. In Jesus' name. I want you to hear some beautiful music. And the first song is going to be one that For Him used to always know every time we saw that group. You got to sing Drummer Boy. So Mark Harris has become such a close friend. And what a gifted member of that great For Him, wonderful, communicating, spirit-filled quartet. But he's going to sing for you, Little Drummer Boy. And you're going to hear some more music that's going to really bless you and exalt the Lord.
The ox and lamb kept time for rumpa pum pum. I played my drum for him for rumpa pum pum. I played my best for him for rumpa pum pum. Rumpa pum pum. Rumpa pum pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Me and my drum. I will play for you. I will play for you. I will play.
You know, I always tended to weep when I heard about the little drummer boy play his drum. And my mind would flash back at a little boy without a home. Did you know that for 10 years, Betty, I lived afraid they were going to take me and put me in a foster home, in a actually like a children's home. And that's fine. Didn't want to go there. And I remember when I brought my life to the Lord, and especially when he called me to preach, it was like I said, God, I don't know, but boy, I'm going to give it all I got. And I gave him all I had, and he took my drum, so to speak, a shy kid's voice that did have a tender heart. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of courage and boldness, too, sometimes maybe overbearing. I'm sorry if it ever was. But I'm telling you, I've got such a broken heart right now for people. But I just thank God we get to put arms around them. We're in our mission feeding right now for little children that don't have anything to eat. And by the way, we bring these little kids to the Lord where they want to play their drum for Jesus. They really do. So many of them become missionaries themselves, many of them teachers. Many of them grow up to be community leaders in Africa. By the way, this is Christmas. It's a giving season. If you can help us with challenges here at the end of the year. A lot of you make wonderful year-end gifts, which can be quite meaningful to help us thank God anytime we can save taxes as they're ever increasing. But just thank you so much. Betty, I want all of our friends to listen to one of our dear friends. You know, we love the Evans family so much.
Yeah.
Tody Evans, Priscilla Shower, Anthony, just the whole family, just so awesome. Anthony's quite a singer. I think this might be my favorite Christmas song, Oh Holy Night.
His law is love, and His gospel is peace. Chains shall He break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all that's within us praise His holy.
That night divine gives us light divine forever, Betty. This, thank you, Lord. Well, isn't it great to share with
it
our friends?
Really is. And we wish you a very Merry Christmas with your loved ones, hopefully surrounded together, just rejoicing in the Lord and being grateful at how He blesses all of us and how you continue to bless Life Outreach by joining with us. And let's go into the new year doing that together. God bless you all.
I just pray you feel a holy hug from me and Betty. And I wish I could look right into your eyes and say thank you for seeing oftentimes through the eyes of Jesus what He wants us to see. And then extending His hands. How about we not only spend next year doing that together? How about we spend the rest of our lives doing it and truly make a kingdom impact on God's planet? We love you. Thank you for helping us share His love, our Lord's love, and His life. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all of you.
Why do we think it's our job to tell people how to live out their faith?
Kathy Lee Gifford, next week on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.